Welcome to Just Fun. When I say make funny noises, make your own funny noises. And when you hear this music, sing Just Fun. Ready? Let's go. Guinea pigs and glasses, pickles and molasses, atmospheric gases making rainbows round the sun. Fireballs and blondes, overs and unders, no need to wonder, it's just fun. Ice cream cones and slippers, whales with orange flippers, bananas with zippers, watching watercolors run. Clear to the rear for, stand up in tier four, that's what we're here for. Just fun. No rhyme or reason to our madness, just tons of joyous, goofy gladness. Orangutans in nightgowns, green eggs and ham with hash browns, baseball with touchdowns, cotton candy on a bun. Nothing that's serious, half-past delirious, if you should query us, it's just fun. Time for funny noises, here we go! To our madness, just tons of joyous, goofy gladness. Cummerbunds with crimples, golf balls without dimples, piglets with pimples playing ping pong one by one. All of the rest here, who needs a jester when we're at our best? We're just fun. Put us to the test, it's just fun. Be our special guest, for here comes the big one.
Yippee-yay, it's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. My name is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're just having a little bit of fun live in the studio with us tonight. David Kaiser, who wrote that song, Just Fun. That's the title track from his CD entitled Just Fun.
Interactive songs for children of all ages.
Now, when you do that part about make a funny noise, how many kids go...
A lot of kids do, unless I prep them first with, you know, or something like that, you know?
David Kaiser is a musician and a composer and an all-around good guy who's our guest sitting in the studio with us tonight. If you'd like to call, the phone number is 749-1444. And David, right now, is kicking out kids' tunes. He's kicking out the jams for the short people. And he's got a new CD out called Just Fun. You can pick it up where?
Oh, you can pick it up at Borders Bookstore. Actually, be there this Saturday at 11 o'clock if you want a signed CD.
Oh, my God.
Yep, Borders Bookstore in Tri-County.
Are you going to have anybody in a funny costume?
No, I'm going to be there with my guitar, with my tracks, a bunch of kids. We'll be having a lot of fun.
So we can get it like it'd be like a campfire, and all the kids can sit around and sing along with David Kaiser.
Absolutely. I'll sing every song off of Just Fun. We'll do the walk, do the roll, do the wiggle.
Do you know John Jingleheimer Schmidt?
Don't know him personally.
Work on it.
Yeah.
The kids love that one. What about On Top of Spaghetti?
Yeah, I know On Top of Spaghetti.
Okay. And we didn't have David down here today just to plug his CD, just to help him move a few units, but we're also talking about this project that David Kaiser is working on, taking a portable recording studio around to different schools in the tri-state, mostly elementary schools, and letting the kids write songs and record their own hits.
That's exactly right. It's through the Meet the Composer program. It's underwritten by GE here in town. And
GE brings good things to life.
Absolutely. And so what I get to do is go to the schools, start to just open up the idea of writing music, writing lyrics with the kids. I start to get an idea of what they want to write, songs that they want to do, and then I have like 3 hours with him, okay, to conceive the song, write the song, and record the song.
That's about as long as it takes John Bon Jovi.
I reckon. Yeah, but so it's almost nigh on to impossible to, you know, really get something going, but you would think. But with these kids, open minds, wonderful music coming out, it just usually have more creativity. You know.
Not only are they more creative and they have young, open minds, but aren't these minds young, fertile, and so far uncorrupted? I mean, they're not thinking about selling a hit record and making the next beer commercial. Am I right?
You're right. They are influenced a bit by, you know, what they hear, what's in the atmosphere, what's on TV, and all of those different things.
Like the Spice Girls?
You would be surprised how many kids know Spice Girls from, like, second grade on up. So, you know, they have those things. But I think you're exactly right. They have a lot of imagination, creativity. They don't know any rules yet as far as writing things, being, you know, expressive.
They don't care about harmonic progressions, do they?
No.
That's probably a good thing.
This is true.
Are you taking an approach with the kids that's more like, you know, anybody can write music, you don't have to have a music degree, you don't have to go to school, you don't have to write hit songs and make $1 million, but anybody can be creative and put forth something from the heart?
Absolutely. The whole thrust of this project, I work with the teachers in the schools, first of all, and we had a workshop during the summer, and the teachers and I wrote songs together, and they were like, no, we can't do this. But after 2 days, we had, about 6 or 8 songs that we had written in 2 workshops. And then so that just translated over into the kids when we came into the classrooms. Then they, like you said, they were much more open, had their ideas, and so we went for it. It was good.
What the kids are getting out of it, we'll talk about in a minute, but what are you getting out of it as a professional musician? I assume you've gone to music school and you've learned all your harmonic progressions and all that, Yang. What are you getting out of this that the average kid is not going to feel until they're 20 or 30 years old?
Well, I keep in touch with my own youth.
Your inner child?
Yeah. I tell you, well, I love writing children's music. I love being in touch with that. And it, like you said, there's an innocence, there's an energy there. If the kids don't like it, if they turn their noses up to it, then, you know, it's not going to go anywhere. So I get revitalized as far as the music goes.
Now, I don't know what the kids these days are like, but when I was about, I don't know, are we talking about little kids like kindergartners or more like middle school kids like 7th or 8th grade?
No, it's all the way from kindergarten to 7th grade. So,
because I know when I was about that age, I sat about in the middle of the room. Now, there were some brainy kids that would want to sit in the front of the room, and these kids were teachers, pets, and brown nosers. I sat in the middle of the room, and I was your ordinary, everyday, little schleppy kid. Then there were the kids in the back of the room that discovered drugs way too early and were wearing their Black Sabbath t-shirts. How many of these kids want to be Ozzy?
Well, I don't think anybody wants to be Ozzy.
That's a 70s thing. Yeah. I'm showing my age.
But I tell you, the one thing that I thought was really interesting was some of these kids had not seen, I'm assuming, somebody sing live. They think all music is like on a CD or tape or comes out of the radio.
Or on a VH1 or the MTV.
Or much less a male person sing. You know, most of them, there's maybe one or two male teachers in the whole elementary school. And so so they were really taken aback by that, first of all. So I think that just opening up, hey, it's okay to sing. I'm a man. I love singing. I love being goofy, silly songs, silly noises, all of that stuff. And so once we got past that, sort of the nervousness, the nervous laughter about that, then things started opening up.
Is that what attracted you to working with kids in the first place?
Well, I've got 4 children of my own, ages 10, 8, 6, and 4.
Are they playing?
Oh, man, they play all the time.
Yeah, well, their daddy's a music teacher, though. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Look at Jason Bonham.
Their dad plays for a living, man. That's what I want to do, just play. So, and my kids are a great testing ground, too. If they don't like it, then, you know, I've got a little more work to do. But if they say, yeah, that's good, then I know it's there.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF, 88.3 FM, and the phone lines are open if you would like to talk to our guest, David Kaiser, about recording music, not only with kids, but Mr. Kaiser is involved in a few other musical projects we'll get to in a minute, working with the Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati, selling his own CD called Just Fun, and working with his own little music school situation there with the kids. You brought a tape of some of the music that the kids are working on. Well, why don't you tell us what the first song we have queued up is?
Okay, well, the first one is called The Girls Like to Sing and the Boys Like to Rock and Roll. Okay.
Right on, I heard that.
Now, you're talking about stereotypes. This is a first grade class at our Mother of Sorrow school. And so I go in and I said, well, what do you guys want to sing about? And a little girl raises her hand and says, well, we like to sing. And then a little boy raises his hand. He says, but we like to rock and roll. And so there it was. So then I started to explore some of the things. Well, what do girls do? What do the girls have? What do girls like? What do the boys do? What the boys like? And so we had that dichotomy. Then I started saying, oh, what do you all like to do?
Well, girls are sugar and spice and everything nice, and boys are what? Puppy dog tails and eels and snails?
Well,
and
I try to get past a little stereotyping, you know, and so...
Stereotyping can be fun, though, and it's a great educational tool.
So that's exactly...
Mommy, look at the fat redneck.
So it's exactly what the first verse is about, the two stereotypes. But then we talk about everything that they like, soccer and ice cream and playing in your room. And so maybe...
I like all those things, too.
Once in a while, the boys would like to sing, and the girls are going to rock and roll.
Yeah.
And then I said, and someday when the boys like the girls, and everybody goes, ew.
Mm.
And when the girls like the boys, and then everybody will sing and everybody will rock and roll. So we sort of integrated the whole world into that. So... First grade class, this is like the last half hour or 3 hours that I spent with these first graders writing this song, and you know, they were jamming, man. You can hear the enthusiasm and excitement on our recording here.
The girls like to sing and the boys like to rock and roll by the students at St. Sorrows.
Our Mother of Sorrows.
How'd you like to go to a school called Our Mother of Sorrows?
Well,
that's kind of depressing, don't you think?
They just call it OMS.
That'd be like saying I went to Auschwitz High School. I mean, what a downer. Here we go, the kids at Our Mother of Sorrows.
The girls like to sing, and the boys like to rock and roll. That meant for boys, Barbie for the girls. Boys have haircuts, the girls for wrecks and curls. Girls and boys like different things. I think everybody knows. The girls like to sing. Someday it might turn around, and then, hey, who knows? The boys will sing, and the girls will rock and roll. Someday soon, when boys like girls and the girls like the boys, everyone around the world will make a joyful noise.
Now, is that cool or what?
Very cool. You got those kids boogieing and getting down. What was it like recording that? I mean, were these kids just going nuts? It sounded like you had about 50 of them there.
Oh, they were. All the boys were playing air guitar, and the girls were doing their la 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 with their hands together. And then when they switched, of course, the girls were air guitaring, and they were just out there, man.
Now, are the kids playing instruments, or are they just singing and you're playing all the instruments? Because if you could get those kids playing instruments with their untrained hands, there's nothing like looking at like a little three-year-old playing piano with his or her fists. That's music.
Yeah, but we're talking 3 hours here, Chris. That's all I had in the classroom with those kids over a three-week period. So, you know, 1 hour on Monday for 3 weeks, and we got it together. So, yeah, if we had more time, we could really get something going as far as the creativity and such like that.
Oh, yeah, put those kids in front of the keyboards. A guitar might be a little too hard to finger, but a keyboard, anybody can sit down and at least put your hands down there and know that that note and that note sound good together, right?
Yeah. And who's to say that you're good is somebody else's good? So like you were saying, you know, there's all kinds of things that you get improvising on a keyboard like that, sure.
Mm-hmm. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you'd like to talk to our guest, David Kaiser, who's been going around to a bunch of area elementary schools and recording songs with the kids, our phone number is 749-1444. You got kids of your own? Call David and we'll chat it up on the radio. Maybe you can figure out how to get your son or daughter started in a creative sort of project. I know when I was a kid, I was a little, I don't know what the word is, clumsy or dyslexic, so my mom gave me piano lessons. Next thing you know, here I am, Paganini, playing away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you play piano, Chris. Now, do your listeners know that? That
no.
You're quite an accomplished musician? Yeah.
Very accomplished, too, man. Rachmaninoff's got nothing on me, baby. And my co-host, Robbie, plays a little banjo from time to time himself.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You guys should play live on air, man.
You know, I've been wanting to get a studio orchestra in here. Instead of having, you know, I play some these records, you got a little jazz music going on in the background during the talk show, but wouldn't it be fun to bring in a little studio orchestra like they used to do back in the 50s, the 40s and the 50s in the golden age of radio? And, you know, really kick it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Have a little live theme music coming in. Be like, you know, Doc Severinsen and here's Chris and Rob with the Late
Absolutely.
Night Talk Show.
Yeah. Piano and banjo, man.
Tell me about the Frog Princess. The Frog Princess is a project that you're working on, composing and scoring for the Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati, which is kind of a big shot kind of joint here in town.
Yeah. Ensemble Theater's doing the Frog Princess. Not the Frog Prince now. Totally different than the Frog Prince. This is a Russian fairy tale. It's been around for everybody, around forever. Everybody in Russia knows what it's about, but it hasn't been done in the United States, so we're pretty excited about that. Opens December the 10th at the Ensemble Theater. If you want some tickets for that, you can call 421-3555, the Ensemble Theater.
421-3555.
3555.
And you're scoring it and composing the music? Are you performing? How's that work?
I'm writing the music, and we're going to pre-record the tracks, and then the ensemble, the actors, the singers will sing over those tracks. So they'll have the whole, I'll be there every night through the magic and wizardry of modern electronics.
You got a pretty good cast in that thing. Ensemble theater always brings in top-notch actors and actresses.
Absolutely. Got a wonderful cast. Bob Race, nominated for one of the City Beat Music Awards, is going to be in the cast. Wonderful. I have Bernie Weber, Duffy Hudson, some of the principals in that. So we've got great singers. I got the best voices I've ever had at the Ensemble Theater. I've been doing shows down there for about 7 years.
Yeah,
now.
You do the pantomime every December. They call it a pantomime, right? They still call it a pantomime?
Actually, this one really isn't a pantomime. I would classify it as a magical fairy tale.
A magical journey on the stage.
It's wacky. We get wacky. We go to the Kingdom Beyond Blue Kingdoms. And
I go there every Saturday night, man.
I'm telling you. You have to wear sunglasses there. You get blinded, and you got to watch out for Old Bones, because he is coming, and he will steal your egg away.
Is this now, it's called the Frog Princess. Is this some kind of deal where you kiss a frog and he turns into a prince or a princess or some kind of like, is this like some kind of Brothers Grimm thing?
What, like I say, it's a Russian fairy tale, folk tale. It's been handed
down. Which
means
at the end of the play, everybody's waiting in line for bread, right?
Oh, no. This is Russia pre-Soviet Union Russia. This
okay.
is when the capital of Russia was actually in the Ukraine. And, it's an ancient story, but it's, it has an enchanted princess, and we've got, well, I'll tell you the opening. Three brothers, sons of the Tsar, it's time for them to get married. And so in order to find their wives, they take their bow and arrow, and they shoot an arrow as far as they can. Whoever brings the arrow back, they have to marry. First two sons get a nobleman's daughter and a merchant's daughter, respectively, and then the third son's arrow goes into the swamp, and you can guess what happens from there.
He marries a frog princess. Let's not give away the ending, because I'm sure it's a fabulous show. Just in time for the holiday season, you can take the kids. If it's about a frog, you can take the kids, right?
Absolutely. It's family theater. Family theater. Wonderful.
David Kaiser on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, who's been going around to schools and teaching the kids how to write songs.
Here, you read this. You know about kids.
Yeah, kids are cool.
Okay.
This is called a dry read, folks.
In today's world, it's important to start early in talking with your kids about sensitivity and hard-to-discuss issues like sex and sexuality, drugs, alcohol, violence, and AIDS. Call 1-800-CHILD-44 for a free practical guidebook in communicating with your kids.
Very well done.
Now, when you're working with the kids in school, do mature type topics ever come up? Do the kids say, hey, I really like Marilyn Manson, what's all this about the devil? You know, what's all this about? You hear some innuendo in a song and they start asking you, what's the Humpty Hump or something?
Yeah, sometimes. I ask them what type of music they listen to. You get up 4th through 7th grade, they listen to a lot of rap and, you know... And
well, rap music, especially gangster rap, and don't tell me the kids aren't listening to Ice-T and Public Enemy, deal with some very, very mature subject matter.
They do. And so, no, we sort of set down the rules. You know, Sister Karen Herring, who's actually sponsored this and wrote the grant for me, it's the EK school system, so it's the some of the elementary schools, parochial schools in town. So we have some rules as far as what we can discuss and what we can't, and what can go in the song and what can't. So, but I tell you,
I don't want to get too terribly politically correct here, but as far as discussing things and not discussing things, don't you think that an inquisitive mind at that age is going to find out the answer to their question, whether you're going to tell them or not, and wouldn't it be better to hear it from a mature type of individual than you, than it would be from, like, Skanky down the block who's, you know, dealing crack to the neighborhood kids?
Oh, sure, but I guess what I'm saying
is... How'd you like to get your sexual education from Skanky down the street?
No, not from Skanky. No, it just hasn't come up. It just hasn't come up. I mean, we did, like, a jungle snack song. We did a song about a statue and a worm. We had...
Now that worm!
The worm liked to wiggle, but the statue stood still. Okay?
Statutory right, my friend.
No, but they were best of friends. And all the vegetables and the insects couldn't figure how a statue and a worm could be friends, but they were.
I'm giving the kids way too much credit, aren't I?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But and then, you know, we talk about other... Actually, we sort of steer it towards topics in school. What can you know, what comes up in school? What are your issues, you know, relating to school? So there was one on big bad book reports. There was one on report card day, when you got your report card, you know, those type of things. We might get to it, we may not, but there was an eighth grade, and we could hardly get anything out of them at all. They wanted to do a song on memories, so all I could get was to parade the whole class past a microphone and to have them say one good memory and one bad memory. And so, and then I sort of pieced it together and put it
into
a collage.
Kind of like Musique Concrète, Karlheinz Stockhausen and all that.
Absolutely. Got all their voices on there, and I just improvised on my keyboard computer setup over top of the voices. It turned out pretty cool.
Well, that's what Stockhausen and those cats used to do.
Oh, yeah.
They'd record a bunch of, you know, like vocal sounds and a bunch of weird sound effects, and then they'd noodle on the keyboard a little bit behind it, and then you got your Musique Concrète, whatever they call it.
Yeah, that was back when they were splicing oxide together and all that stuff.
Are you teaching the kids how to splice oxide?
No.
Oh, that's fun.
No.
Oh, that's fun.
No.
All right, David Kaiser is our guest, the Chris and Rob late night talk show. If you'd like to talk to David or Rob and myself, you know, we're prepared to talk about the situation in the Middle East as well. Give us a call at 749-1444. Hey, what's this next track we got queued up?
Well,
this is by the kids as well, right?
This is by the kids at St. Margaret's. And I think it's the fourth grade class, and they put this entire list of stuff that they could write a song about on the board, so we started grouping them, and we grouped everything together except chips and fire. Those are the two things that didn't fit into any group.
You mean like potato chips?
Yeah, like potato chips and like fire. And so we said, okay, we'll take the two words that don't fit into any group. And so they wrote a song about fire chips. It's about aliens, and they bring this snack food, this fire chips. And
wait, Pink Floyd already did this once, right?
No, I don't think they did fire chips now.
But
no, they didn't.
They had aliens and fire.
Oh, man, aliens have been all over. So, and we make reference to Men in Black and Mars attacks in the first verse of this. But it's basically a story about fire chips. Captain Joan, who was their teacher's first name, goes out to explore, and she meets the aliens, finds that they're actually bringing food. They stop by the space station mirror on their way home to Earth, and...
You know, if the space station mirror was an automobile, it would be out in somebody's backyard on blocks.
I think so. So anyway, we got some of those current events, but fire chips came out of the two leftover words at the fourth grade at St. Margaret's School.
The best jokes are stolen out of Time magazine, aren't they? Fire Chips by the kids at St. Margaret. If you'd like to give a call, David Kaiser, the composer and conductor of the following piece, is here in the studio with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444.
Woo! Star of the scene!
As
as the scientists traced the sound from space, they started to get worried. But it's no Mars attack, no meat for men in black, it's a friendly alien story. NASA sent Captain Joan to investigate the sound. She radioed back,
"Mission Control, you won't believe what I've found."
Woo! Start of the scene!
Thought you was in trouble when they boarded the shuttle, but instead of guns they brought food. She got over her fright and took a bite and said,
"They're hot, but they're good."
So they headed down to Earth, but first made a stop by the space station mirror. They shared some chips, and as they flew away, all that they could hear was,
"Woo! Sarzinski! You're out there!
The kids of what? St. Margaret's?
St. Margaret's of Cortona. Yeah, in
singing
Fairfax.
A song called Fire Chips. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And in case you just tuned in, yep, that was David Kaiser with a bunch of what? Third graders?
Fourth graders.
Fourth grade. I was close.
Through the Meet the Composer program, my supreme privilege to work with these kids and to write music is just a kick. It's a lot of fun.
It's got to be. It's got to be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Especially since those kids will probably give you ideas you wouldn't have had on your own.
Absolutely.
They always do.
And the point you were bringing up earlier, the kids can say, "Yeah, I wrote a song. We've written a song." And so it's like, sure, they can write a song.
The kids get tapes of them. They can tape them home, play them for mom and dad, brother and sister, and the guys next door.
Yeah, and they perform for the entire student body at their school.
Yeah.
And that's a, you know, sort of final assembly for my little residency, mini residencies around. So it's great.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Our guest tonight is David Kaiser, composer and school teacher now. Working with these kids, going from elementary school to elementary school, touring around with his portable recording studio, making hit records with third and fourth graders and the like. If you'd like to give us a call, the phone number is 749-1444. The phone lines haven't exactly been exploding tonight, but how many people out there right now are awake that have kids? Most parents are probably chilling out, get up in the morning, kick the kid out of the house, send him off to school.
That's absolutely correct.
But give us a call if you have any questions or comments, or even if you just think this whole thing is kind of kooky. 749-1444. We were talking a minute ago about the song Memories?
Yeah, it was the eighth grade that I could just get some memories out of them, so they would just say, you know, like, it was amazing. Eighth grade, how many memories, the sad memories of death. My grandfather died, my mother died, my father died in this one classroom, and it was just, it's sort of a bit of a downer. Some of it's been, we got the happy memories too, and then we've got that sort of put in there. But a la Stockhausen, we got a little music concrete. And I do quote the song Memories.
Don't give it all away.
Oh, I won't.
Let's leave the listener on the
just
end of
listen.
His or her seat.
Cool.
father died.
My grandmother died.
My babysitter.
When I broke my wrist.
When my friend went to jail.
My grandma died.
When my neighbor died.
When my grandfather died.
When my
great-great-grandmother
died.
When my grandma
started.
When my grandpa died.
When my brother got hit by a car. When my house got flooded.
My great-grandmother died.
When my friend died in an accident.
My father died.
When my grandma got cancer.
When I first saw my little baby sister.
When I went on vacation.
When I went to Disney World.
When I went to Disney World.
When I went to Florida.
When I went to the jazz festival.
When I went to Lake Calvary.
When I went to vacation.
When I got back into my house after the flood.
When I went to Florida.
When I went to Virginia.
When I got okay.
When my parents got divorced.
Kind of a heavy version of a song for kids.
Yes, it was.
So there was a lot of death in that song.
Yeah, it was amazing that he had that much proximity to death with eighth grade class.
What do you say we make things happy again?
Let's make things happy.
Good, it's about time. Here we go.
All right.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444, if you'd like to go on the air with David Kaiser, our guest. My name is Chris. Rob is standing by, 749-1444. David Kaiser is part of the Meet the Composer series, and in that position, he goes around to different elementary schools in the tri-state, talks to the kids about writing their own music, and then they go ahead and write a hit single, just like some of the ones we've been playing tonight. Hello, Ray. You're on the air.
Am I on?
You are on the air, Ray. Hello.
Hey, wow, that last song was pretty out there. Was that, like, recorded at, what, after lunch?
Actually, the voices were recorded, and then I patched them together in the studio and just sort of getting the impression of some of that. But it was heavy. I was surprised at, you know, the heaviness of some of those things going on. We tried to lighten it up in the middle, but I think the overall tone is melancholy at the least.
Yeah,
it's amazing how much death surrounds a bunch of eighth graders. They've only been around for 10 years or so, 10 or 12 years. On this great planet, and already they're surrounded by death, divorce, and destruction.
Oh, well, it was that way when I was growing up.
A little dose of reality for you there, right?
Yeah, well, you know, generally these things don't come out in your class, but there was always, you know, parents broke up, and so-and-so's little brother died at age one, and, you know, so-and-so's older brother died in a motorcycle accident, that kind of stuff.
Somebody's cat got sick.
Yeah, somebody's cat got sick.
You know, when I was growing up, it was like I hardly know a family that had someone of age who didn't die in Vietnam.
Mm. Well, you're showing your age there, Ray.
Oh, well.
But I remember when I was about 3 or 4 or 5 years old, I had a neighbor kid who was my age, and we used to play with our trucks out in the backyard, and his dad got it in Vietnam as well.
You know, I was upset when I was about 11, I guess, or 12, because there were all these families that had these gold stars, or, you know, these big stars on their front window. And I thought maybe it was, you know, maybe we just didn't want to get one or something like that. Well, it was because they had someone that was killed in the armed forces. And there were so many of them that I thought it was a fashion trend. So anyway, I think what Dave Kaiser is doing here is great.
Well, thanks, Ray.
You know, I think that, wow, that last song's extra heavy, though. I hope most of them aren't that...
We got another happy one coming up, don't we, David?
Yeah, we've got another happy one. Yeah, I think that's definitely the heaviest one.
That's good.
Yes.
You don't get into, like, any ministry kind of sound and stuff. Or
No.
You don't have any industrial children's music.
Actually, no, that was the oldest class that I've worked with so far, and...
I'm surprised it wasn't more hip-hop.
Well, I tell you, they were a little introverted, or at least in the 3 hours that we spent together, there wasn't a lot of opening up, and so that was about as much as I was going to get out of them.
Wow.
You know, one good memory, one bad memory. They certainly weren't going to sing and you know, form this wonderful choir. So
Catholic school really beat you down by eighth grade.
Well, I think now it could be that, and I tend to believe, you know, it's a time where you know, they're waiting for the guy beside them to say something to know whether it's going to be cool or not to open up to this goofy guy who's singing, like, Just Fun songs in front of the class and
was
such.
Was the teacher in the room?
Yeah, the teacher's in the room.
Oh, well, that's why.
Yeah, well, maybe, but
did you go to Catholic school?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't know then.
No. No, I don't know.
No.
Ray, you were probably the king of jug, weren't you?
I was a kid that was selling hat pins the other kids to all jab each other with.
Well, good for you. You must be proud.
I was.
Thanks for your call, Ray.
Bye.
Later. Phone lines are now open, obviously, 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with our guest, David Kaiser.
Supposed to read this now?
Yeah, you're supposed to read that now.
Hey, the Cincinnati Parents for Public Schools is a local nonprofit volunteer organization dedicated to supporting and strengthening public schools and communities. Parents and other school supporters from across the school district are invited to join the organization. Needs more info, call 871-5182, 871-5182, or 396-6339.
We got another track queued up here that we're going to play that the kids, what school did this?
Let's see, this is Our Mother of Sorrows again. And
again, that's so sad. I'd rather go to Our Mother of Parties.
Yes.
That'd be a better school to go to.
That's right.
All right, but anyway, we got another track queued up. We're going to play it, and then we'll let you get going so you can get up in the morning and go to another school.
Yes, need to do that. I think we're going to play, we've got queued up Groaning. And so the kids wanted to talk about groaning. and it sort of came out that every time the teacher would say, okay, class, get out your, and she couldn't even say books before they would go, or, you know, it's time to work on your, okay, so... So we sort of took that and ran with it, and eating your vegetables at home, and then going to the mall, and you're shopping for your next Nintendo game, and your mom's buying ugly clothes type of moaning thing.
Buying ugly clothes for you, too.
Right.
All the other kids are going to give you crap because that's a light blue shirt with a big brown stripe going across it.
That's right.
I had a shirt like that once.
So the whole thrust of the song was, whenever you feel like groaning, think about what you really have, and maybe you could be thankful instead. So.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Before we get to groaning, let's go to Gene. Hello, Gene.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going, baby?
It's going great.
Good to hear. What's on your mind tonight, Gene?
Oh, I'm just a great fan of David Kaiser's.
Really? Did you go to school in someplace where he came and taught you how to write a song?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Tell us about the... How old are you, Gene?
Oh, I'm just about... A good old age.
Well, how old were you when David Kaiser came to your school and taught you how to write a hit single?
Oh, I was about probably 12.
Yeah?
Mm.
Well, you've been doing this for a while,
David. I was back in grade school.
What song did you write? How was the experience? Did you get anything out of it?
Yeah, of course I did. I decided that I could be a songwriter.
Yeah?
And even a singer.
Are you still writing songs?
I'm still writing songs, but I need to put, like, guitar chords to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lay a couple lyrics on us, Gene.
Lay a couple lyrics on
us? Yeah,
you?
Right here on the phone on the radio. This will be fun.
Let's see. now you're making me all nervous.
A little stage fright?
A little bit.
David, do these kids at school, when you're teaching them how to write songs, do they get nervous, stage fright, that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah, so, you know, they sort of sit there and wait for me to make a fool of myself up there, which I usually do, and after I misspell a word or two, then
they feel free to write potato with an E at the end of it.
Then they start to lighten up, so,
yeah.
Well, Gene, you got a bunch of goofy people on this end, so you won't sound too terribly goofy.
I won't sound too terribly goofy?
No, this is all about conquering your fears, you know? I think whether you're a third grader or like a full-fledged adult like some of us think we are,
mm-hmm.
It's all about conquering your fears, you know? You're going to be able to wake up in the morning, get out of bed, and go to work?
All right.
Some people have a hard time doing that, let alone going to the grocery store.
Okay. Well, this one's sort of about, like, what happens in your household, you know, with a big family and all. And how tired mom gets.
Okay.
Okay.
This song is called TV Dinner, isn't it?
Actually, no. No, it's not called TV Dinner. It's actually called Slipshot Ramrod Fetch Out Hunker Down Blues.
All right, hit us, baby.
Mm. All right. Well, it starts bright and early, put the bacon in the skillet, pour the milk in a cup, wipe it up when they spill it, find a shoe, pack a lunch when the kids miss the bus, drive them off to school. There's a dog in the trash trying to find an old chicken bone, change a dirty diaper, or answer the telephone. Oh, things are just fine, Mom. How are you? I could go on and on and on. It gets faster, actually.
Are we having chips and dip for dinner again tonight? Have you seen that commercial?
Chips and dip for dinner?
Yeah, they got this commercial for one of these chicken places in town, right? It's the greasiest, yuckiest, grimiest, cholesterol, artery-clogging chicken you've ever eaten in your life.
Yeah.
It cannot be good for you.
And you throw it in that microwave, you know.
And at the end of the commercial, you got a kid's voice, and he goes, Mom, are we having chips and dip for dinner again tonight? And I'm thinking, who in the world eats chips and dip for dinner?
Well, you put the taters in the oven as well.
Were those tater tots, do you think?
Or? Tater tots.
Tater tots.
Crispy tater tots.
You can't diss on the tater tots. Those are damn good.
Those are too damn good.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Lord have mercy, I'm cursing on the telephone line on the radio.
Did she curse?
No.
I didn't hear that either. Gene, that sounds great. It actually sounds vaguely familiar.
Vaguely familiar?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe if you sort of went on with that, it sounds like the day's starting off there. If you kept on going with everything else that happened during the day and just kept on going, that might be a nice song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Gene.
Well, hey, that's a great show you got going. And David, good luck with the Frog Princess.
Thanks.
Okay.
We'll see you.
Stay tuned and stay out of jail.
Okay.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Our guest is David Kaiser. The phone number is 749-1444. And here's that song we were talking about from Saint Mother of Sorrows called Groanin'. Is that like a blues thing, groanin'?
Yes.
Another day at school, trying to
Well, if I went to Saint Mother of Sorrows, I'd probably go, oh, too, because that's a depressing name for a school. I don't care if you name your school after a president or a saint, but Saint Mother of Sorrow is sad.
Well, our Mother of Sorrows, but still, I don't know if the possessive makes it any better. Kids are great, though. Administration's great. They treated me really well there. And especially the cafeteria ladies gave me my lunch for free, and it was way cool, man.
Was it the little square pizzas?
No.
I used to love those.
No, I think we had chicken nuggets one time, and I can't remember what else.
You never know what's in those chicken nuggets. You got as much luck with the chicken nuggets as you do with the wagon wheel.
Yeah, right. Oh, no, it was great, though. Great experience, great school.
Well, thanks for coming down tonight to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. This has been David Kaiser, composer, musician. You're a music teacher.
I am.
You want to plug your music teaching business as well?
Oh, no. I'm sort of out of private teaching now, so I just do these school gigs and do my stuff at Ensemble Theater and whatnot.
Yeah, you're writing the music for The Frog Princess, showing at the Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati in the month of December. Take the kids. There's matinees. Tickets are affordable. And JT's on the phone. Hello, JT.
Hi. I want to talk to David.
Okay. I'm here, JT. What's up?
I wanted to know, I've really been digging this CD. Are all these songs off of that CD?
No, the first one was the Just Fun, and these others are actually not on CD yet.
No, you just recorded them with the kid. They're on with the kids at the schools. They're on cassette, right?
Right, but I think, are we going to play another cut off the CD?
Yeah, we have a cut from the CD all queued up. It's called Do the Walk. It's kind of an Aerosmith kind of thing, right?
What about that kind of... kind of trippy thing that you played a little while ago where they were talking about good things and bad things? And
yeah, that's
memories,
and that's not published yet, as a matter of fact.
That's really good.
Unavailable. I tell you what, if we can get off the air, if we can get an address or something, I can let you know. You know, once this project is over, I'm going to four different schools, writing at least a song each with four classes in each of the schools. So the grand finish project is going to be available. If you can just get a hold of me, I'd be happy to send out a copy to you.
My fiance's is doing her teaching program now with kindergartners, and she'd love this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I definitely plan on picking up the CD.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm going to be out at, like I said, Borders Books this Saturday, 11 o'clock, doing all the songs from it. Or you can get it at Joseph Beth here in Cincinnati.
Hey, I got an idea for a good song when you're a little kid. If you're sick, go to the doctor. Don't fart in a crowded radio studio, Chris Comer. Why don't you put that on your next CD? You goat.
You're a goat.
Okay. You did it.
Well, just leave the room then, Buster.
Yeah, I tell you.
Get out of here.
JT, I'd marry a wife and actually envy her, too. Working with kindergarten kids is great. Actually, my lovely wife, Nancy, teaches fourth grade, Florence Elementary, and I just love being with the kids, and they're wonderful. I think we all have a lot to learn from the children as well.
I wanted to ask you, I mean, are you into children's music? I mean, do you have, like, in your record collection, do you have, you know, a decent, you know...
Old Sesame Street records or anything like that?
Yeah, like that Peter Pan Orchestra and...
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah. I sort of keep abreast of that and watch the Billboard charts as far as the children's music goes, and know all the guys that are doing things these days.
There was an old label called Dimension 5 back in the 60s that used to do psychedelic children's albums. Have you ever heard of that?
Not familiar with that, but that might be pretty
really
cool.
That's really good stuff. Yeah. It's really interesting.
Well, we'll remember Dimension 5 records next time we're at the St. Vincent de Paul.
But you have like a mailing list or something?
Yeah, absolutely. Give me your...
we'll put you on hold, JT. You can tell the lovely Jim your address and all that yang, and we'll take care of you.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, well, thanks for your call, JT.
Thanks.
All right, later. Thanks for coming down tonight, Dave.
Hey, it's been my pleasure.
We'll do it again sometime. Record a couple more songs with these kids. Next time, let the kids play their own saxophones.
Okay.
You know? Those untrained fingers will come up with the best notes.
Whoa, now that is an idea. Hand out 20 saxophones to a third grade class and see what comes out.
Yeah, because they don't know how to blow yet. They don't know how to make it not squawk. I don't know how to play saxophone or trumpet. And I know when I pick one of those things up, it just sounds like, you know, it's a lot of fun, though. Those are the best sounds you can get out of those instruments.
Yeah.
Who needs those 1-4-5 progressions anyway?
Well, you've given me some ideas, Chris. You've opened my mind to some other alternatives for these kids.
And you as well.
I expected nothing less from this radio station.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with David Kaiser. You're going to be at which bookstore Saturday?
Borders Books and Music in Tri-County.
Signing this CD, Just Fun. The song is called Do the Walk.
Let's get up and move. Do the walk. Do the walk. Do the walk. Do the walk. No time to stop and talk. Do the walk. Do the road. Do the road. Do the road. Do the road. Don't go too slow. Do the road. Do the wiggle. Do the wiggle. Do the wiggle. We go. No time to stop and you know. Do the we go. Now that we've done all three, let's do them all in one verse. Do the walk. Do the roll. Do the we go. Stop and giggle.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Phone lines are open, 749-1444. We're going into more of an open talk format now. Give us a call, 749-1444.
When I was a